Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study on the tongues, we were talking about Paul's fear that the gibberish of the idol worship would spill over into the church. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It's interesting to me that this is the only church addressed about tongues in the New Testament, and it's one of the earliest churches that is written. Corinth had the temple that was erected to the goddess of love, Aphrodite in Greek, Venus in Latin. They had 1,000 Vestal virgins, and these priestesses would have a music that would be played there in their temple that was a beat-driven music, as our rock music is beat-driven today. And so this beat-driven music in their religion, it was their religious beat-driven music, would start up, and the priestesses would begin to dance to it, and they would get into a very sensual dance, begin to speak in an ecstatic gibberish as they carried on these sensual dances, and oftentimes it would end in an orgy. Now, this gibberish that they would speak in was not a noticeable language. It was just a gibberish in which they would speak. Paul feared that it was this gibberish, this ecstatic tongue that they did to Aphrodite, would spill over into the church. And I believe that he probably thought that the dancing, the music, and all of it, that style would come over into the church. And so now he is warning the church at Corinth. He doesn't want this to happen there. And so he is writing them, and he's warning them against it. I find it interesting that I had a man that I witnessed to him. He wasn't saved, but he thought that there was something to this speaking in tongues. And he told me, he says, you know, I was over in China. And of course, you got to remember, this is years ago, and he's talking about World War II time. And he says, I was in a place, and a guy started to speak in a tongue. And he says, I heard him. And I went in there, and I told him, do you know that you just spoke in a tongue? And he says, no, I wasn't really paying attention. He said, yes. And he says, you know what? You spoke in the dialect, and he named the dialect in which the man spoke. And he says, what did I say? He says, well, you praised God in that dialect. And the guy was real happy. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. So I says, now, this happened because you were in China in World War II, then you're over here and you hear a man speaking this language you heard in China in World War II, and he praised God. Now, did he praise Jehovah? Did he praise Jesus Christ? Did he praise our God? Or did he use the name of a different God? He said, oh, he used the name of their God, but don't forget, you know, we all worship the same God. We just all call him by a different name. Well, of course, that is wrong, but you see how the devil can get in there, just like he did with these priestesses at the temple of Aphrodite. And we see that that is the way he may work here as well. Now, Paul feared that this would spill over into the church. That is why also that an interpreter is required. And you must know that an interpreter is there. We recently had a man preach in our church. He is the pastor of our Spanish church here by the name of Jose Zapata. And Pastor Zapata, our Spanish church pastor, was in our English church to share with us the ministry of their church as well as to let our people know what we were supporting, what church we had started there, since we started the church and we're supporting the church, and it's our pastor and our money and our buildings that we're letting them use. And so he preached a sermon to us. As he spoke in Spanish, we had an interpreter there that spoke to us in English. And that is exactly what we find in the Bible, and this is what they meant to have as an interpreter there. There are two lists in scriptures that list gifts, that lift tongues in the gifts. First of all, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10, and also 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 28 through 30. Now, both these lists of gifts include tongues. However, there is also a list of gifts in Romans 12, verses 3 through 8, and in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. And both of those passages are written after the book of 1 Corinthians, and neither one of those passages lists tongues. Why is there an omission of tongues if it's so important? Now, let us read here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. First, we'll look at verse 10. And there it says, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. Now, what you must realize that these were both sign and revelatory gifts. A sign gift, for an example, would be miracles. A revelatory gift would be prophecies, discerning of spirits. A diverse kind of tongues can be both a sign as well as a revelatory gift. The interpretation of tongues, of course, would be a revelatory gift. But these are things that are either sign or revelatory gifts. And these were gifts back in those days that were used to confirm the Word of God. And we'll say more about that later. But nonetheless, we see that. Now you go down to verse 28 here, 1 Corinthians 12, and it says, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the same gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Now, we've just read that list. This chapter tells us in verse 13 that we are all baptized into the same body. Christ is the head of that body. The Holy Spirit, when you receive Christ as Savior, baptizes you into that body at that moment. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 tells us. And Romans 8, 16 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So, my friend, we find that we're baptized by the Holy Spirit into the same body. Christ is the head. And that body will have people of different denominations that are saved, and they're brought in to that. Now, from there, we find in verses 14 through 27, in other words, after verse 13, after being baptized by the Holy Spirit, that we all have different functions in this body, and not all have the same duty. And two things that these verses point out in verses 28 through 31, verse 30, he says, do all speak with tongues. Well, what is the implied answer? Well, the implied answer is no. Yet many look at that as the measure of either salvation or spirituality. Let me use the logic of that and illustrate it for you. I am pastor, and I am the pastor of the Lamp and Light broadcast. I am an American. Therefore, all Americans are pastors of Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, that's kind of dumb, isn't it? Okay, well, Today, there are many that believe salvation is always including tongues. Now, not all those that speak in tongues believe that, but some do. Yet this shows not all speak with tongues, and that we all have different functions in that body. Now, some may think that the eye is more important than the ear, but we really need all the functions of the body. Now, notice also in verse 28, he says, after that. The term after that is very important here because in the Greek, as well as just as you can read the context, it has the idea of in matter of importance, of pecking order, you might say. And in a pecking order, tongues is listed last. And then in verse 31, he says, covet earnestly the best gifts. Yet which gift is the most coveted among charismatics? Isn't it the tongues? Now notice that it is the Bible telling us this. It's not Dr. Andy Bloom saying that. It's the Bible. So often you'll hear somebody that's involved with this type of belief will say, well, do you have the gift? Did you get the gift? Have you received the gift? Well, my friend, I've got something better than the gift. I've got the giver, and that is so much better. Now, go down to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. There it says, charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Now remember, chapter divisions are of man. They're man-made. And so we're actually looking at the same subject in chapters 12 through 14. Now he says, tongues shall cease. And in its Greek tense and voice, it has the idea of be cut off, of an immediate type of a thing. You say, well, yes, preacher, but look at knowledge and prophecy. And it tells us there that knowledge would vanish away. Prophecies would fail. So does that mean there's no more prophecies and men have no more knowledge and they just sit around like a bunch of imbeciles? No. There is no new revealed prophecies to be made. There are no new things of the knowledge that God wants us to have to be made. So again, realize that when he says that the knowledge would vanish away and that prophecies would fail, he's saying there's coming a point where there's going to be no more new knowledge or prophecy in this spiritual sense as relates to the Word of God and your eternity and your day-to-day living. So we must keep that in mind. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. www.thelampinlight.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.